This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stakes Beijing trip aimed at easing U.S.-China tensions after a huge, high-altitude Chinese balloon sailed across the U.S. on Friday, drawing severe Pentagon accusations of spying on sensitive military sites despite China's firm denials.
It was very important that we, of course, take the actions we did to protect any sensitive information, to protect our people, and to make clear to China that, again, this is an unacceptable as well as irresponsible action.
The balloon was spotted earlier over the state of Montana, which is home to one of America's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrong Air Force Base, the United States. Now in South Korea, have been holding discussions this week on how to deal with South Korea's neighbor to the north.
South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin said after meeting U.S. top diplomat Antony Blinken on Friday that Seoul and Washington were committed to strengthening extended deterrence in relation to North Korea.
The ROK and the U.S. will continue our watertight coordination to achieve genuine peace on the Korean Peninsula.
Park and Blinken's meeting followed a visit to Seoul this week by U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who vowed to expand military drills and boost nuclear deterrence planning to counter North Korea's weapons development and prevent a war. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
North African and Sudanese officials say the United States is increasing pressure on Middle East allies and power brokers in chaos-stricken Libya and Sudan to expel a Russian private military contractor. The Wagner Group has played a role in Libya's conflict, but has also been linked with a powerful Sudanese paramilitary force. The U.S. pressure comes after expanded sanctions on the group over its expanding role in Russia's war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. European Union officials say the bloc will unveil its 10th package of sanctions against Russia on February 24th to mark the anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said in Kyiv on Friday that the sanctions would target technology used by Russia's war machine, among other things. The sanctions will take aim, in particular, at components used in the manufacturing of drones, with officials naming Iran as a key supplier to Russia. She said closing loopholes that the Kremlin uses to circumvent sanctions will also be a priority. She was on her fourth visit to the Ukrainian capital since the war began. Indonesia plans to intensify talks with China and other Southeast Asian countries to finalize a code of conduct for the disputed South China Sea amid escalating tensions in the strategic waterway. The foreign minister, Retno Marsudi, was speaking in Jakarta at the close of a meeting between foreign ministers from the Association of Asian Nations, the 10-member regional bloc chaired by Indonesia this year.
Members are also committed to promote implementation of DOC. Indonesia is ready to host more rounds of the COC negotiation this year.
Negotiations on the COC, a proposed framework to help tackle territorial and maritime disputes in the waterway, have stalled for years as some member states prioritize bilateral ties with China over a regional consensus. Reflecting on the strength of new U.S. job numbers, U.S. President Joe Biden says his economic plan is working. Biden says as jobs go up, inflation has been coming down.
Inflation has now fallen for six straight months. Gas prices are down more than $1.50 a gallon since their peak. Food inflation is falling as well. And as inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
The government said that employers added a sizzling 517,000 jobs last month. Another Memphis officer has lost his job in connection with the fatal beating of an unarmed motorist.
A sixth Memphis officer has been fired after an internal police investigation showed he violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols. Preston Hemphill had been suspended as he was investigated for his role in the January 7th arrest of Nichols, who died in a hospital 3 days later. Five Memphis officers have already been fired and charged with second-degree murder. On body camera video from the initial stop, Hemphill is heard saying that he used a stun gun against Nichols and that he hoped other officers would stop Nichols. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.